14. Our Eden. I do trust, my dearest, that you have been employing this bright day for both of us, for I have spent it in my dungeon, and the only light that broke upon me was when I opened your letter. I am sometimes driven to wish that you and I could mount upon a cloud, as we used to fancy in those heavenly walks of ours, and be home quite out of sight and hearing of the world. For now all the people in the world seem to come between us. How happy were Adam and Eve! There was no third person to come between them, and all the infinity around them only seemed to press their hearts closer together. We love one another as well, as there is no silent and love garden of Eden for us. Will you sail away with me to discover some summer island? Do you not think that God has reserved one for us ever since the beginning of the world? Foolish that I am to raise a question of it, since we have found such an Eden, such an island sacred to us too, whenever we have been together. Men we are, the Adam and Eve of a virgin earth. Now, goodbye, for voices are babbling around me, and I should not wonder if you were to hear the echo of them while you read this letter.